York in the United States will shut early Friday as part of fresh measures designed to slow surging new infections in the U.S. as hospitals in many European countries fill up with new patients. The United States and parts of Europe are recording higher infection and hospitalization numbers than they had during the first coronavirus wave in March and April. Hospitals are treating more patients in France than they did in April, while Serbia's capital, Belgrade, has started shipping its COVID-19 cases to other cities because its beds are full. Canadians have time to tamp down the surging second wave of COVID-19 by Christmas if they act now, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Friday, as some provinces impose new health restrictions. Trudeau told an Ontario radio station, quote, "If you want to gather with your loved ones at Christmas, even in a restrained way, we're going to have to make sure that we change the trend lines on this COVID crisis right now," end quote. Ontario is the most populous province, and officials there indicate it may have to suspend non-essential surgeries again as surging coronavirus cases fill hospital intensive care units. Saskatchewan's top health officials are expected to announce additional public health measures Friday as transmissions spike there. The head of the World Health Organization hailed the rapid progress towards a COVID-19 vaccine, but insisted Friday that every country must reap the benefits. Quote, "A vaccine will be a vital tool for controlling the pandemic, and we're encouraged by the preliminary results of clinical trials released this week," end quote. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in closing the WHO's annual assembly. And Israel has signed a deal with Pfizer Incorporated to receive the drug maker's potential COVID-19 vaccine, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Friday. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech confirmed a deal was forthcoming. This is VOA News. The Trump administration granted the owner of short video sharing app TikTok a 15-day extension of a divestiture order, the company said in a court filing Friday. The order had directed the Chinese company ByteDance to sell by Thursday. TikTok said it now has until November 27th to reach an agreement. ByteDance has been in talks for a deal with Walmart and Oracle to shift TikTok's U.S. assets into a new entity. The U.S. Treasury did not immediately comment Friday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's top advisor plans to step down at the end of the year after a bruising battle for influence at the heart of the British government, fueled by tensions over Brexit and the COVID-19 pandemic. Amid speculation that he would leave government, Dominic Cummings late Thursday night told the BBC that he planned to be largely redundant by Christmas. Cummings, a chief architect of the campaign to have Britain leave the European Union, has been a divisive figure inside the government ever since Johnson became prime minister 18 months ago. In the U.S. presidential election, the Trump camp gets a favorable ruling in the state of Pennsylvania. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A Pennsylvania judge sided with the Trump campaign and issued an injunction Thursday. Commonwealth Court Judge Mahanna Levitt ordered Pennsylvania counties not to count mail-in or absentee ballots for which the voter didn't submit valid identification within 6 days of Election Day. The order affects a subset of about 10,000 ballots that arrived within 3 days of polls closing. As of Thursday, Democrat Joe Biden led President Donald Trump by about 55,000 votes in Pennsylvania. I'm Mike Gracia.
The French government will tell Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who is preparing for a visit to Paris, the U.S. should not pull its troops out of Afghanistan or Iraq, Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said Friday. Asked in a televised interview to react to outgoing President Donald Trump's reported plans to hasten a U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, Le Drian said, quote, "We don't think that should happen. We will also say that it shouldn't happen in Iraq either," end quote. 20 migrants have died in a shipwreck off the Libyan coast, Doctors Without Borders said, raising to almost 100 the death toll from two such Mediterranean tragedies the same day. Teams from the medical humanitarian organization assisted three women as the lone survivors of another shipwreck where 20 people drowned. German prosecutors have charged 12 men with plotting well-funded armed attacks on mosques in which they plan to kill or injure as many Muslims as possible, authorities said Friday. The suspects are 11 gang members and one accomplice between the ages of 31 and 61. They are all German and all but one of them has been detained. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.